As you know, around the Beatitudes, he covered the first four and now the last four. He may summarize these four Beatitudes in four words: mercy, purity, peace, and persecution. Mercy, purity, peace, and persecution. The fifth Beatitude, as we all know, our Lord told us, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. It is impossible to exaggerate the practical importance of this beatitude. Our Lord made sure this beatitude would be both, as far as we can speak of it, in the middle of the Beatitudes and also in the middle of the Lord's Prayer. I will keep repeating until we close the retreat. We need, sisters, we need unkind people in our lives. We need offensive people in our lives. We need people who will hurt our feelings. We need them. Why? Because we need mercy. And either we show mercy to others, or we sinners do not obtain mercy for ourselves. The divine logic, as you may call it, is obvious. God has a very deep divine reason for allowing us to be offended by others. Being offended provides us with a shower or an ocean of opportunities to do penance and hear it. This beatitude does not say, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy, just for themselves. We obtain mercy for others, especially for those. Especially for those who are offensive. In other words, if God became man, if God became man to save a sinful world, how did God redeem the world? By undergoing rejection, persecution, calumny, finally, an unjust murder from those he came to say. We do not understand the mind of God, but as far as we can, God became man to suffer from those whom he was going to save. It is through opposition, through persecution, through rejection, that we obtain mercy, I repeat, not just for ourselves, but for others. We all want to become saints. All right. Maybe tell you. Maybe surprised. Now, we can become saints without being canonized. Most of the people in heaven will never be canonized. But to be canonized, one condition of canonization is the person who is canonized must have suffered opposition, persecution, injustice, cruelty. Am I clear? The very things we run away from. How dumb can we be? The very things, humanly speaking, we avoid are the very things that God knows we most need. Like what? Like being offended, hurt, done injustice. I have to watch how much I say. I know too much. Did I tell you about the Enneagrams? Have you heard about the Enneagrams? Have you? They're no good, by the way. Well, I was then living in Washington. A lady called me up from Boston. "Father," she said over the telephone, "what do you think of the Enneagrams?" I knew how to spell the word. I had heard about it. I didn't really know, so I said, "I don't know." So then she said, "Father, can I send you some books about the Enneagrams?" By all means, she sent them express mail. Next day, I got 3 books on Enneagrams written by my own fellow Jesuits. I went through the books. 2 days later, the same lady called me up. "Well, Father, I know you must have looked those books. What do you think?" I knew I had to be careful because they were written by Jesuits. So I was careful, but I said, "I don't think they're so good." The next day I got a call from the publisher of those books. As soon as he identified who I was, he began to tell me what a terrible person I was. "Who do you think you are? Calling your own fellow Jesuits heretics." I never said they were heretics. Well, he said, "This is not the end of it." It wasn't. For the end of the week, I got a call from my provincial superior. He came to see me. I mention this without explaining how. I was removed from all my teaching positions. That happened 9 years ago. Sisters, you must experience injustice to understand what this fifth beatitude is all about. Next beatitude. Blessed are the pure of heart. Who can finish? "For they shall see God." Over the centuries, the Church has given 2 explanations for this beatitude. The pure, clean of heart are those who are sinless. and the second, the pure of heart, are the chaste of heart.